This is the Recency Bias, your morning after mini pod, brought to you by RabbitHabs.com, part of the Rabbit Habs podcast network, along with the Big Pod, the Montreal Bias, which is also available on this podcast feed, and the Nosebleeds podcast. I'm Zach Vanoss, along with you here after Game 11 on the season. Washington Capitals, the defending Stanley Cup champs, at their first visit to the Bell Center of the season. And an extremely entertaining game at the Bell Center. Perhaps certainly the best game of this season thus far. And I think you could make an argument the best game of the last two seasons. So Montreal Canadiens beat the Washington Capitals in a back-and-forth affair. 6-4 the score. Your goal scorers in this one, two from Kotkaniemi, number one and two of the season, number one and two of his NHL career. Brendan Gallagher with a pair on the night. He getting goals number eight and nine on this season. Max Domi with his sixth of the year. And Yoel Armia adds one as well. An empty netter to the collection. And as far as, you know, empty netters go, many of them are a little bit cheap or cheeky, but not this one. A well-earned empty net goal in many ways by Yoel Armia. That's his third goal of the season. The story before this game gets going, as the Caps are at the Bell Center, is the finish line. A convenient to nickname line of all Finnish players, which are Yoel Armia, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, and Arturi Lehkonen. So the finish line makes its debut, and it debuts strong as the kid, 18-year-old Kotkaniemi, gets his first big day for Finland in the NHL. Also, NHL games going on over in Finland on Thursday. Kotkaniemi, youngest player to score multiple goals in a game since Patty Kane did it? Yeah, back in, I don't know, some year a while back when Kane was a kid, when Kane was younger than 18. Or younger than Jesperi Kotkaniemi's current 18. Just as Bell Center was quieting from the Kotka goal, the haunting of Lars Eller. Yes, Lars the inconsistent strikes. He has the second of the season with the Washington Capitals, and we're all even at the Bell Center. 1-1, a pretty entertaining game overall, and the first 20 minutes certainly set the pace for that. Montreal did have a few more chances, I think, than Washington did in the first. 18-13, the shots reflect that. But Lars and Jesperi Kotkaniemi have the teams even after 20 minutes, but it doesn't take long into the second for the one, the only, Brendan Gallagher. Canadians back up by a 2-1 score, and like 2 minutes later, he puts them up 3-1. Everybody at the Bell Center is feeling good, starting to feel like maybe we got this one in hand against the defending champs, when knock-knock Alex Ovechkin, the greatest goal scorer of his era, he decides to remind everybody, I'm still in this game. The Washington Capitals are always dangerous. You can't give them, you can't make mistakes. And that's been the case, not just now as they are the defending champs. It's been the case for going on a decade plus now. When you're playing the Caps, they're always dangerous. So yeah, Ovi gets his ninth of the season. We're back to 3-2. I mean, blame who you want on that first Ovechkin goal. It's Alex Ovechkin. He's going to find it sometimes. You just have to accept it. And the inconsistent one. He has one of those games that all of us Habs fans remember. Sometimes Lars Eller can look great, and he did look great on Thursday night. He strikes again. We're all even at 3-3. Okay, this game is a seesaw. Same deal as with that first Ovechkin goal on the second Lars Eller goal. You just saw some missed assignments, and yeah, like I say, Washington makes you pay when you make the little mistakes. We've got a whole new game on our hand. And this whole new game is starting to feel like it's going to belong to the Washington Capitals. After that first Ovi goal, you just start to see momentum. And I know momentum's not a thing. Okay, good play. starts to go Washington's way. They start to put it together. Alex Ovechkin, not letting Brendan Gallagher get ahead of him in total goals on the season, gets his second of the night, and suddenly the Habs are down 4-3. Third period, Canadians press back enough. You get the sense that there's a fight in them, but you don't necessarily get the sense that they're going to pull off a win against the defending champs. 4:24 left in the game. They ring one off the post. At that point, I found myself thinking, yeah, that was it. That was the opportunity to get back in this one. It just didn't happen. Then Washington goes essentially right back down the other end of the ice after that great opportunity with about 4:20 left in the game. And Carey Price makes a big save. Now, you look at the score sheet, he allowed four goals. Carey Price was not necessarily spectacular in this game, as the stat line would indicate. But he was very good at times, huge at times, in fact. If it wasn't for Carey Price's play in the third period in particular, this game would have got away from the Habs. But he came up with some very big saves all throughout the third, throughout the game, specifically since... Well, after the point, especially, that the Canadians were down by a 4-3 score. Very big saves in these final minutes, and it gives the Canadians a chance. Suddenly, the finish line goes back to work, and Kotkaniemi has that second goal of the night on the career, on the season. 3 minutes and 4 seconds left in the game, and we're all even at 4-4. Canadians suddenly... they got the sense of blood in the water. They are going full steam, not interested in going to overtime. And wouldn't you know it, Max Domi on a very, very bad goal by Holtby. Just an awful goal by Holtby. He certainly should have had a glove save on the Domi shot, but it trickles past him. 22 seconds left. Canadians have 5-4. They drop the puck and immediately... Joel Armia fires it down the length of the ice, finds the empty net. The Canadians up 6-4, and that is all she wrote on a very entertaining game. As I say, probably the most fun I've had watching a game in two seasons, and we've had a couple of those so far this year, but this was the game. Absolutely fantastic stuff right across the board. Could you get any better than Jesperi Kotkaniemi getting a pair? We saw Lars Eller coming back to do his haunting, Ovechkin with two, our guy Brendan Gallagher with two, all sorts of good stuff happening right across the board in that game. The only thing that you might have had perhaps some expectation of coming into it that you certainly didn't see was, you know, it's Carey Price, it's Braden Holtby, two of the, I think, consensus better goalies in all of the NHL, but what do we get? We get a 6-4 game. That's what we get. The Habs really outshooting the Caps 44-31, 17-5 in that third period as they were trying to push back in this one. So just a fantastic effort from the team overall. More smiles in that game, led by Jesperi Kotkaniemi, who has taken over being the smile king of the Montreal Canadiens from Brendan Gallagher. Not that Brendan Gallagher has gone anywhere, but his smile has been surpassed by the smile of Jesperi Kotkaniemi, who's just having a great time scoring a pair last night. Which is fun. It was a fun one. Next up on the schedule for your Montreal Canadiens, the big boys will be at the Bell Center on Saturday night. Yes, the Tampa Bay Lightning coming into town. Tampa Bay coming off a big game on Thursday night. That's a 7 o'clock start on Saturday. I say the Lightning coming off a big game. A marquee matchup by NHL standards on Thursday night. Nashville-Tampa Bay going head-to-head. But Tampa will be coming off the loss as they head to the Bell Center. 8-3-1, yes, first in the Atlantic, but a loss to Nashville Predators by a 4-1 score on Thursday. Nashville 10-3-0 now on the season. Other scores besides the Preds and Lightning and Habs and Washington from Thursday. Winnipeg beats Florida 4-2. Dallas downs Toronto 2-1. No Austin Matthews. Maybe there's some trouble in Toronto. Probably not. They're a good team. Shootout between the New York Islanders and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Saw the Islanders win that one 3-2. Ottawa doubles up Buffalo by a 4-2 score. Detroit beats New Jersey 4-3. Vegas, they fall to St. Louis by a 5-3 score. Calgary edges Colorado in a high-scoring affair, 6-5, the score for the Flames. And that one, Edmonton blanks Chicago 4-0. New York Rangers edge Anaheim in a shootout by a 3-2 score. Philadelphia beats Los Angeles 5-2. And Columbus down San Jose 4-1. That's all your scores and action from around the rest of the NHL. Great game from the Montreal Canadiens. Find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets, at the Montreal Bias for this podcast, and at Rabbit Habs, of course, for all your Rabbit Habs content. In case you missed it this week, a very important edition of the forum came out on Halloween Day, asking our Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, and Yuppie, your Montreal Canadiens and former and future Montreal Expos mascot, asking if they're the same species, and we get quite scientific, so if you haven't seen that yet, check that out. Until post-Tampa and Montreal on Saturday night, you know the deal. Take care.